It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, the BBL champion twice over. He's a bloody good bloke, good at golf as well. He joins us this morning. G'day, Big J.A.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
I'm going really good.
You're looking fine. You're looking fit, mate.
I'm trying to impress my mate over here, so I've dressed up well.
Yeah, very soon we're going to speak to a very special guest we have in the studio. What is he doing in Australia? We'll be finding out. But, mate, World Cup cricket, two semi-finals in cricket.
Yes, it was a cracking game last night. Well, I don't know if it was a cracking game, but it was a record partnership. I think they put on 168 none down against India, which was a really good match at Adelaide Oval. And it pretty much goes to show how dominant England have been in this format for a long time now. And they're going to be probably red-hot favourites going in against Pakistan on Sunday night.
So to get there, Pakistan had to have Bangladesh beat South Africa, which is never going to happen, but it did, because I think T20 is an environment where a team with no chance can win a game if the batsman plays well.
Well, that's the beauty of cricket. We're talking about the Rugby League World Cup last week, how these lower teams essentially can't beat the best teams. T20 cricket's a total opposite. You only need one or two players to fire in that team and you can win. And that's the beauty. So Pakistan were pretty much ruled out. Second round of the group stages, they were almost packing their bags going, we cannot win. And then Bangladesh upset South Africa. Now they're playing in the final in front of 100,000 people.
Do you agree with what Tim Payne, former Australian captain, said about T20? He said,
there's too much cricket.
Too much cricket.
There is a lot of cricket. We were just saying that Australia playing the West Indies now in 2 weeks' time in a test series. So they go from a World Cup full-on two-month schedule, and before that it was 3 months in a row. Straight into a test summer, they just play too much cricket.
So we've got the semi-finals, we've got the final in Melbourne on Sunday night, but there's a few question marks there.
Well, this is the problem now with Australia, is that there's so much rain around, and in Melbourne, it's essentially on Sunday night, and there's a backup day, because it's meant to be raining there on Sunday night, and they're getting like 40 mils, so odds are that game could be called off, and then Monday is looking exactly the same, so... And then that shared trophy if it's both a draw. So in the final, normally you need 5 overs a match to constitute a game. In the final, it's 10. So odds are we might not get a game in. They should just move it to Etihad Stadium, which has a roof over it. They got 40,000 people there. Sure, you might lose $50,000 in 50,000 people in ticket sales, but at least you get a grand final on, like you get the World Cup final on.
You can't have a World Cup without a World Cup final. It doesn't. It's a joke.
You can't share a prize. You can't share a final. That's the thing that's annoying me the most,
mate. Who will be in the final? Do you think?
And the final's already done, so it's England and Pakistan, mate. We just spoke about that.
You are red hot today, Gerard.
Of the World Cup Rugby League I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're great lead up into another part here. So, we got Australia taking on New Zealand, which is going to be a cracking game. That starts tomorrow morning, I think, at 6:45. So the big news is Tedesco versus Manu. There's some cracking players in this game.
I love cricket.
Will this be the only close contest in the World Cup so far?
Well, yes. There was a few games last round. So Samoa beat Tonga in an absolute classic. And then England almost lost, against Fiji. So that was 24-18. So it is starting to build into some good games of footy. The forward pack of New Zealand is going to really test Australia's sort of lighter forward pack. New Zealand pack a punch. They're big players. Jeez, I don't know, I stutter. Let's forget about that. Yeah. And I think it's just going to be the first game for Australia it's going to play. It's actually going to be a test to them.
So who's going to be in the final? The
Australia.
Australia and England.
Australia and England. Australia and England. Well, England beat Samoa in the first group stage by 60-0. So, and they're playing them again.
And they're in the semi-final.
And they're in the semi-final. So.
And it's just desserts to the Broncos in the draw for next year, isn't it? In the NRL.
So the NRL draw just came out and essentially... a lot of people think you just play each team twice, but that's not the case. So the Broncos just got their schedule, and they're playing 14 games against the top 8 teams, where someone like the Raiders are only playing 8. So it's a big difference of who actually makes finals. So at the end of the year, you go, who made it? Who made the top 8? People don't understand that the draw has a massive say in it. So good thing for me, Manly's got one of the easy schedules. But strangely, Panthers have quite an easy schedule as well. So that's probably why they'll win another grand final.
And there'll be no breakaway group in the rugby league now, what they've decided with the big billion-dollar deal.
Yeah, I think this is really good. Essentially, well, I don't think that was ever going to happen. But if you've got to pay the players what they earn, and they're the guys bigger in the bucks, and if the clubs can build a better... format around that for the players, better environment, better equipment. It's just going to make the game better for us to watch.
All right, stick around, Big J.A., because you brought in a special guest who's going to make it big time. You wait till we introduce you to someone from across the ocean who's come into the studio live.
A couple of oceans, yeah.
No, he flew.
Actually, half a continent, half a planet away.
Who's our guest? We'll find out next. Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Apparently, Justin Avendano, BBL champion twice over, who's in the studio with us. Is that one of your favourite songs? Is that in your
top? One of the all-time favourite songs, especially in the gym. That's one of the go-tos when I'm on the bike.
But you've got Justin Bieber in there as well, haven't you?
There's a good mix.
Is he on concert soon?
Yeah, I'm still going to him. I don't know when. It's just postponed at the moment because he had some droopy face, paralysed face thing going on.
That'll stop you?
Yeah, that'll stop you.
Partly cloudy in 25 on the Coast Zone, 107.7 Triple M. Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer, Justin Avendano, a sporting guy. He's stuck around because, Justin, you have brought into the studio a very, very special guest with you this morning. Who is it?
Well, we can't give him too much credit. He's not a very special guest
yet. Well, he is.
But he will be. We got a player from England over, and he's in the England Lions squad, which is like essentially the Australia A squad. So he's an absolute freak. He's 18 years old, and his name's James Roux. So welcome into the studio, James Roux.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, James. And did you play cricket here yesterday as well on the coast, James?
Yeah, I played a game for Terrigal.
And how did you go, mate?
Yeah, we got a good win.
Yeah, he top score was 68, and we had a little renter crowd out there, and everybody on the field, like here on the coast, I don't really get to see super talented batsmen like himself come out. He was reverse sweeping, opening bowls for four, and everyone's losing their mind going, who is this gun? He understates how good he is. He's going to be a star.
So what part of England are you from, James?
I'm from Somerset. So,
and you're in the under-19 English team. Some of the players that have played in that comp before that have gone on, who are they?
Yeah, so there's some players that play Test cricket now. Ollie Pope. So there's some big names.
Yeah.
Ben Stokes was one of the stars of the under-19 World Cup a few years ago, and he's now captain of the team.
And so you're there.
How's your Somerset accent? Because Paddy does a great
hang on.
Accent.
I'll have to work on. You ask James.
You ever think about
question.
It? Because he does, any time he speaks to anyone.
No, that's
England,
Irish. You're a fiddly dee potato. No,
that's Irish.
That's Irish. Irish. Oh.
Come on, mate. You've got this. Think the crowd.
Oh, yes. What about that? What about that, James?
It's certainly not Somerset.
Now,
okay.
What do you hope to get in cricket, then?
Okay.
What about that?
Now give us your Northern England accent.
Okay. What do you hope to get in cricket, James?
Isn't that amazing? It's remarkable.
Now, James, mate, so you're here, you're playing for North Sydney, is that right?
Yeah.
So when do you go back home?
So I'm leaving at the end of February.
Okay, what's the schedule for a cricket player like you who's an absolute up-and-coming star? What have the English Cricket Board got in store for you?
So there's a tour to Brisbane where we're playing the Australia under-19 team just after Christmas.
Yeah.
So hopefully make the team for that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going back in early March to start pre-season in England. That's with Somerset.
You're professional full-time cricket all year long?
Yeah, I've only just started there because I finished school in this summer in England. So,
so good.
Yeah, I started with Somerset.
That's brilliant. So they lining your pockets with cash? Like, because it's a big game in England. It's bigger than it is here almost.
So the best part about all this, so when I was 18, I went over and actually played for James's home club in Somerset in Taunton, St. Andrews.
Yeah.
And then so to have him over here now, and like there's a bazillion clubs in England, and to have a player like James come out of a small little country town like Somerset playing for Taunton, St. Andrews, to have him over here now playing with me at the North Sydney Bears, it's absolutely wild.
So. Are you billeting with Justin Avendano? I see he got you up for this place.
Only for the few days while I'm in the Central Coast. Uh-huh. I'm staying in a flat in Sydney.
All right. Did he show you the dungeon? No, probably not. James, did anyone in your family play cricket?
Not particularly to a high level. My dad started me and my younger brother off. He's quite a talented player. He's 14.
Okay, now we've got a contract for you. Could you read the contract that we've given
you
to
read
you?
That.
You read the contract.
I, James Roux, promise to call Paddy and Rob on Triple M Central Coast when I get into the English cricket team.
Okay, could you sign
that? Yeah, we sign that now.
So when you do get in the English cricket team, because no mongrel over there will
signed
speak
it.
To us. Thank you, James. You better.
Done.
And then give James the gift too.
Oh, hang on. We've got a gift.
Yeah, we've got a gift, James. You're the first person.
We present to you, James Roux of the future English cricket team.
Yeah.
A six-pack.
English
cricket team. A six-pack of two heads.
Brewery, you're the first person. Jimmy, well done, mate. Thank
that's
you,
right. That's right.
Good on you, mate.
It's akin to meeting the Queen, I'd bet.
Oh, mate,
the King.
Okay, mate.
Sorry, Queen's not around.
When you play opening batsman for England, you're going to be calling calling it. Is it all right?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
He likes it.
Did you try it, Jay?
Yeah, I did. It's a bit early. It's 8 a.m.
It's okay. Maybe we should have one
sip,
together.
But I think I'm gone.
And all next week, thank you to the team at Central Coast Brewery. We've got two heads at Tugra, and we'll be giving away our six-pack of beers all next week. But, James, mate, all the best, buddy. And from what Justin Avendano said about you, you've got a huge future ahead. And please don't forget us. Because no one ever rings us.
This is his first time ever on air, so he's really happy.
No, you don't.
He's nervous as anything.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Roux, who is going to be the captain of the English cricket team, opening batter. If you demolish Australia, pal, there's going to be big trouble as well.
Yeah, I know. It's a love-hate relationship, okay?
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.